Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shom Reimuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment on Kiddush, something that many of us are very much used to, maybe we don't think about it much, is the practice of Kiddush and Shul Friday night. So what's that about? Most of the time no one's eating in Shul Friday night. What's the concept of Kiddush and Davening? So the Gemara discusses the practice. There were times where travelers would stay in the shul over Shabbos, and Kiddush will be made in shul to kind of help them along with their meal. In other words, in shul, they'll cover the Kiddush, and then the people staying in the shul for Shabbos hopefully have some food with them, and they would eat a meal in the shul. So in conjunction with what we were just talking about for the last 2 days, Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda, the travelers only fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush if in that place where the Kiddush is made, they then eat a meal. But there were times where that would happen. Obviously, that's not common for travelers to be staying and eating their meal in the shul in our days. And therefore, there are many places that don't have the practice of making Kiddush and shul Friday night. But many shuls, minyanim, certainly do have the practice of making Kiddush and shul and have retained that as a minhag. So you'll see that what happens is they call up children to drink from the Kiddush. It obviously is a highlight for many of the young members of Klal Yisrael, but is there any technical significance to it? The answer is absolutely. We just mentioned the other day that I don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, even if I say the words of Kiddush, even if I'm holding the cup. I don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush unless I eat a suda in that place. So you have the gabbai who's making Kiddush Friday night. He's not eating there. He's going home for his meal. So it actually would be inappropriate for him to drink from the cup of Kiddush, because you're not allowed to drink until you've made Kiddush and fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. And he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. So if he doesn't drink, though, then the bracha of Bari Priya Gafen was a bracha levatala. It was made for no reason because no one's drinking. So therefore, the concept is you get some young children around, you ask them to be present, and therefore the bracha of Bari Priya Gafen that he's making is to cover the children. And then they drink from the Kiddush, and then everybody's happy. So an interesting question that comes up is, how old should the child or children be who drink from the Kiddush? So this is an interesting point, because on the one hand, the whole idea of making the bracha of Bari Priya Gafen is that I'm making the bracha for the child, so the child doesn't have to make the bracha. That's why it wasn't a wasted bracha. If you call up some 2.5-year-old, to drink from the grape juice, he's not of an age of brachos really anyway, so it's not like he has to make a bracha. So what did I solve by having the child drink from my cup? So presumably it should be that the child is old enough that he's of an age of making brachos, let's say 5 or 6 years old, something of that sort. Now, the halachic tension that occurs is if the child is old enough for chinuch, to begin to train the child in the way of mitzvos, maybe it's not appropriate training for me to tell him that he could just have a little taste of grape juice Friday night in shul before he's really fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush by having a real meal. So on the one hand, the child should be old enough that Bari Priya Gafen is meaningful for him and that you're helping him by having made the Bari Priya Gafen for him. On the other hand, maybe this is not such good chinuch, not such good education. So there is a discussion in halachic authorities about it, but the standard approach seems to be that as long as there's one child in the group that is old enough really to be making brachos, again, let's say 5, 6 years old, then as long as the children are under bar or bas mitzvah, it does make sense for them to drink from the cup of Kiddush. It might make sense as a child gets closer to being considered a halachic adult, it might make sense for those children to phase out a little bit from drinking from the Kiddush. That can be the decision of the specific parents. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.